Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi there, my name is Zoe, and recently I made an irretrievable mistake. Out of envy, I warped the life of my own sister, and I don't know if I can ever forgive myself for this. I was the second child in the family. My father was a famous violinist, and my mother was a no less famous ballerina. My parents got acquainted with each other at one of the repetitions and fell in love at first sight. Dad was already considered a talented musician and played in the best orchestras in the world, and my mom was just starting the path of a prima ballerina. A few months later, they got married and began to live a happy family life. They went on tour together. Father gave solo recitals, and mother fascinated the audience with her dances. A few years later, their first child was born. It was my older sister, Aurora. She was a very expected child, and they were preparing to become parents for a long time. When Aurora grew up, our mom decided to keep her ballerina career going, but her dreams weren't destined to come true. She found out that she was pregnant again. This time, she carried me. I don't want to admit it, but I was a surprise baby. However, my parents loved both me and Aurora equally and never compared us. My sister and I have been surrounded by music since childhood. We went to concerts, performances, listened to opera, and stuff like that. We really liked it. Art was an integral part of our life. But most of all, we loved watching records from my mother's performances. She fluttered around the stage like a butterfly and looked very graceful, standing on the tips of her toes and in a white ballet tutu skirt. This is why we both dreamed of becoming female ballet dancers, like Mom, and we were looking forward to the time when we would be sent to a ballet school. When this happened, our happiness knew no bounds. We happily ran to each lesson and tried very hard to learn everything as soon as possible. Since our parents were very famous, Aurora and I expected a lot. We were considered gifted by default and received more difficult tasks than other children. At first, everything went well. We were both little stars and even performed in pairs. But over time, everything changed. Learning became difficult for me, and the teacher began to curse often when I could not do the splits or raise my foot high enough. On the other hand, Aurora succeeded to do everything. She was born with bendiness and quickly absorbed everything that the teacher said. I told my problem to my mom. And she, in order to support me, began to work with me additionally. But unfortunately, even with her help, I didn't achieve the proper result. While I was overcoming the splits, Aurora already moved into pirouettes and performed amazing jumps. Only with age, I realized how much I was inferior to my older sister. She was slimmer and more beautiful than me, had thick hair, a slim waist, and a swan neck. Aurora was the spitting image of our mother, and everyone around admired her and promised her a great future. But I decided not to despair and try myself in something else, namely in playing the violin. Still, my father was an excellent musician, and if my mother's talent wasn't transmitted to me, then maybe it was transmitted to me from my father? You can't even imagine my disappointment when it turned out that I had absolutely no ear for music. The violin sounded really awful in my hands. At first, Father said it was only a matter of practice, but after a few months, even he doubted it. Time passed by, but my playing didn't get any better. My fingers refused to obey me, and my ears quite calmly perceived all my playing out of tune. I understood the whole horror of the situation, only looking at the faces of people listening to me. Once, in order to support me, Aurora, for the first time in her life, picked up a violin and played several notes, wanting to show me that no one could do everything well right away. But everything happened just the other way around. She not only played perfectly in tune, but also on the go picked up the beginning of one of the Paganini's caprices. That's exactly how it happened that my older sister had everything, and I had nothing. I was a real waste of skin, while my sister scaled new heights on stage and shone in the spotlight. I saw how our parents were glad for her. They didn't miss a single performance or contest, which she always won, of course. I continued to attend ballet school, but without any enthusiasm. Everybody's eyes were riveted on Aurora. She was loved and admired. I was only a shadow of my sister, which no one paid attention to. Even my parents, as it seemed to me that time, were more interested in Aurora than in me. Well, of course, she was a wanted daughter, beautiful and immensely talented. It seemed very unfair to me that I didn't receive anything from my parents. I was very envious of Aurora and couldn't rejoice at her successes. Because of this, my relationship with her was beginning to unravel. At home, I refused to talk to her, was constantly rude, and tried to offend her in every way. No one understood what was happening to me, but I never answered direct questions. My parents often scolded me for my character, and I saw this as confirmation that they no longer loved me. Every day, I was convinced that they needed only Aurora, her talent, and the success that she would achieve. I was just a mistake, and Waste of Skin was my middle name. An endless bitterness at my sister grew in my soul, with which anger at my parents was mixed. At the repetitions in the ballet studio, I gloatingly put a crimp in Aurora's training. I accidentally tripped up. I could awkwardly push her or distract her at a time when full concentration was required. Once, when the teacher noticed this, he kicked me out of the lesson and demanded the appearance of my parents. At that moment, I decided to take revenge on my sister for all the humiliation that I have had to endure because of her famous talent. I carefully selected the moment, and soon I had a great opportunity to teach my sister a lesson. For the first time, we were given the chance to enter the stage of a real theater with our performance. It's not difficult to guess who the prima ballerina of our ballet was. Of course, it was Aurora. I got the role of some kind of flower in the background. But I was no longer upset. I decided that I would do my best so that Aurora didn't get to this performance. We practiced for a very long time. Aurora spent 2 months daily preparing to perform her part and practiced several times more than everyone else, including me. Meanwhile, a plan has matured in my head that was about to come true. When there was only 1 day left before the performance, I decided it was time. Before the start of the final repetition, I stole my sister's ballet shoes and, armed with scissors, opened several seams on them. According to my calculations, ballet shoes should have gone all to pieces right during the performance. Knowing in which complex pirouettes Aurora moved, I had little doubt that one unsuccessful fall could be decisive. After all, it's enough to twist the ankle, and one can already forget about the performance. You can't imagine how nervous I was when the repetition was coming to an end, and my sister's ballet shoes still didn't go all to pieces. I was already starting to develop Plan B when Aurora suddenly stumbled and crashed down onto the stage. A teacher immediately ran up to her, and I almost burst out laughing until I realized that something was wrong. Aurora continued to sit on the stage and didn't even try to rise to her feet until the ambulance arrived. Soon my parents arrived, and together we went to the hospital. Doctors examined my sister right away, took an x-ray, and a bunch of other procedures. I saw my mother's frightened face. She cried together with Aurora, and Dad examined her ballet shoes. He didn't find anything suspicious. The ribbons just broke loose, and that was all. Apparently, they were not sewn properly. Soon the doctor came to us with the results and said that Aurora's knee joint was damaged. The rehabilitation time would be several months, but even after recovery, Aurora will never be able to dance again. There was a tear of meniscus, and now any gymnastics and even a careless bend of the knee can harm it again and cause severe pain. The words the doctor said sounded like a sentence. I realized what I had done. I not only put a crimp in my sister's performance, I took her lifetime dream away. For the next few weeks, I heard sobbing from her room every evening, and it broke my heart. That unfortunate performance still took place. Aurora's part was danced by another girl who received all the admiration of the public. After the performance, I immediately left the ballet school. I felt a deep sense of guilt, and I couldn't leave my sister. I tried to help her in every possible way. I tried to amuse her, brought books and magazines, and held on like a limpet for her. But at the same time, I realized that now my care is at least useless. I'm not able to return to her what she lost. Knowing what I had done was so hard for me that I couldn't stand it. One day I talked about everything to my parents, about my envy, about the damaged ballet shoes, and about how I was sorry having done it. My parents were shocked by my revelation, but managed to forgive me. They even apologized for making me feel left out. Having consulted, we decided that we shouldn't tell Aurora about this. Let it remain just an accident for her. When my sister finally removed the plaster and tied a bandage, my father offered her to play the violin. He knew that she would succeed if she wanted to, of course. And Aurora didn't refuse. I was struck by her strength of mind. And although I continued to hear her quiet sobbing sometimes at night, every day she picked up the violin and stubbornly moved on. Unfortunately, after the open talk with my parents, I didn't feel any better. I understood that the mystery of the damaged ballet shoes would bother me all my life. Every day I talk with Aurora. She is always glad to see me and smiles happily when we spend time together. I'm afraid that, having found out the truth, she will hate me, and I'm afraid of this with all my heart. I know that I'm doing wrong and dishonest in relation to my sister, but I have no idea what to do next. Do you think I should admit that I was wrong and explain to her what I have done? Write your answer in the comments. This will help me to make the right choice. Don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to our channel.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.